The Cavalcade of Music, presented by DuPont. Evening, the DuPont Cavalcade of Music had scheduled a program of the songs of Richard Rodgers. The music of George Gershwin had been scheduled for next Wednesday. But day before yesterday, Monday the 12th of July, newspapers all over the world headlined this unhappy fact. George Gershwin has gone. And so, this evening, our program presented by Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra, with Conrad Thiebaud as guest soloist, will be a special tribute to George Gershwin, a young man whose tunes brought joy to America even as they lifted our so-called popular music to a new level. For George Gershwin was our leading interpreter of what is called the jazz idiom. Not a musician in the land will get that day in 1923 when Gershwin completed a composition for Paul Whiteman to play before an audience of critical music lovers in Odeon Hall, New York, an auditorium dedicated only to classical music. Rhapsody in Blue was a milestone in the development of American popular music. For about that time, richer arrangements and more elaborate orchestrations began to have their day. But George Gershwin was already known before he wrote Rhapsody. Just out of his teens, he composed a number that Al Jolson sang in the musical show Sinbad. George Gershwin's first big hit, Swanee. Years old in 1915, the boy whose piano lessons were paid for by his mother at the rate of 50 cents an hour went to work for a New York music publisher named Remick and Sons for $15 a week. 8 to 10 hours a day, he plugged away at the piano, promoting the company's songs all over the city. But even then, he had the urge to compose. He wrote many a number that went unpublished, but those tunes were stored away by young Gershwin for possible future use. And one appeared in the early 20s as a hit of his score of George White's Scandal. Its name was Somebody Loves Me, and it's still a favorite.
Thank you.
Ever since those early 20s, George Gershwin was an established success. But not until several years later did he actually lead a theater orchestra in a performance of one of his own shows. On Christmas night, 1929, in Boston, he climbed into the pit and conducted a performance of Strike Up the Band, a musical that contained 28 Gershwin compositions. Among them was an appealing melody called Soon. Our guest soloist, Conrad Thiebaud, sings it. Gershwin wrote the music for many a successful stage show, of course. One of his earliest hits opened in Philadelphia on the night of November 17, 1924. Its name was Lady Be Good. It had an all-star cast, including Fred and Adele Astaire, and one of its most popular dance numbers was this one, Fascinating Rhythm. Thank you. late 1920s, there was a parade of successful musical shows with scores by George Gershwin. One of them was called O.K., and in this production was an English girl named Gertrude Lawrence, who responded to many an encore with the Gershwin song, Someone to Watch Over Me. After the Rhapsody in Blue and the critics at Paul Whiteman's Aeolian Hall concert, Gershwin's versatility was established. In 1932, he wrote the score for a musical that won the Pulitzer Prize. It was the amusing political satire called Of Thee I Sing, and it included the rhythmic melody Who Cares, which Conrad Thiebaud will sing for us now.
Who cares what banks fail in your with one long jubilee. So long as I care for you, and you care for me.
George Gershwin's numbers are ideal for piano. Perhaps that's because the composer himself was unusually skillful at the instrument. Phil Wall, pianist with Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra, is presented now in two numbers from the Gershwin score of a musical hit called Girl Crazy. The tunes are I Got Rhythm and Embraceable You. Gershwin wrote for the movies. In fact, at the time of his fatal illness, he was at work in Hollywood. Moviegoers will remember the toe-tingling score he wrote for the recent Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers picture, Shall We Dance? We'll hear three numbers from the score, I've Got Beginner's Luck, Conrad Tebow singing They Can't Take That Away From Me, and the title song, Shall We Dance? Thank you.
take that away from me. The way your smile just seems, the way you sing off me, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No.
Songslugger who decided as a youngster that he'd someday write an opera and did it successfully with Porgy and Bess. A long-legged, shy, yet wide-grinned genius who took the throbbing beat of his native East Side, the swinging rhythms of his adopted Broadway, the hopes and heartbeats of his very native land, and turned them into music. Music that was jazz, touched with the magic wand of genius. Music that we won't forget. DuPont joins the nation in a tribute to George Gershwin. What a legacy of melody he left to keep his works high in our country's cavalcade of music, and his name, an honored one, in the cavalcade of America. How would you like to go cruising around the South Seas searching for some lost island? It's human nature to get a thrill out of exploring new fields. But the important thing is what comes out of such searching. To the research chemist, there's something of the adventurer's thrill in explorations of science. But here again, the important thing is what useful products are found or developed. Take cellulose research, for example. Chemistry experimented with two natural materials, cotton and spruce wood, which supply this versatile substance in purest form. They explored possible uses for cellulose and from it developed many useful products for all of us. They include transparent wrapping material to protect our food, washable coated fabrics for greater economy and service, shatterproof glass for added safety, and dozens of others. Human needs served by such products whose base is cellulose resulted in broader markets and better prices for the cotton grower and lumberman. Coal, the black diamond of the earth, also attracted the attention of research chemists. From it, they obtained a sticky substance called coal tar. Long research with this material resulted in chemical bases for perfume, bases for fast dyes, insecticides, and many more products of everyday use. And there's salt. From research in salt, DuPont chemists have developed several types of disinfectants, materials to case-harden steel, and refrigerants to preserve our food. And salter, nature placed it in the earth, chemists developed ways of extracting it and putting it to work for all of us. For instance, sulfur is used in sprays to protect plant life from insect attack And, of course, it's the principal ingredient of sulfuric acid, the most widely used chemical of all. Thus, we see a few of many examples of how DuPont chemical research, which might be called scientific exploration, works for all of us by improving existing products and developing new ones from nature's own materials. This exploration is going on constantly, and there are more explorers today than ever before. DuPont alone has hundreds of research chemists at work in its laboratories, and their efforts, resulting in advances that touch the daily lives of us all, are always directed towards the goal described in the DuPont phrase, better things for better living through chemistry. Next week at the same time, the DuPont Cavalcade of Music will present the program originally scheduled for this evening. The music of Richard Rogers, Conrad Tebow guest soloist with Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.